Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. I'm going to start our program today by talking with you about industries and businesses that generate the most consumer complaints. And our guest today, it's been a while since he's been with us, Rand Hoth, President and CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, with us by phone today, and I'm glad to have him along. And certainly, if you have questions or comments, maybe you've been scammed or cheated, or maybe you could talk about what you tried to do to remedy it. Have you used the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau? Those are some of the kinds of questions we'd certainly welcome, and you can do that by calling us at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, that address, talk@wpr.org, or you can go to the Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show and post a comment there. Ron Hoth, welcome. Rand Hoth, excuse me, Rand. I don't know why I say Ron, but I know it's Rand. Great to have you back.
Larry, it's nice to be back with you again. Always a pleasure to be on with you. You do a great job, and BBB is pleased to be able to support your work.
Let's talk about the Better Business Bureau. What's your goal, and how are you funded?
Well, it's a misconception that we're actually a government agency or that we receive any public support. We don't receive any city, county, state, or federal support. Basically, a Better Business Bureau is a private, nonprofit business association that's supported by ethical businesses here in Wisconsin. So when I say support with you guys, I'm talking about the fact that we're able to share free public information that can help consumers in our market be more savvy buyers.
Yeah.
And funding is basically a model that BBBs around the world have reached out to ethical companies. And I must say that even in a tough economic time, we have seen support by companies that believe ethical business practices is going to separate them as we come into a better economy looking forward.
You assign letter grades to businesses that to kind of reflect the experience customers report having with those businesses. What are some of the factors you take into account?
I'm glad you asked that because our rating system rolled out after about 4 or 5 years of testing in January of 2009, and the factors that go into it include information that a company is willing to share with our Better Business Bureau, basic core information about ownership and how long a company's been in business, how many customers that company serves, what are its major products and services, are they in industries that might be suspect for people in terms of buying, are they industries that might have to be monitored, but most importantly, Larry, it's about the response rate of a company to a complaint or a customer service issue. Do they respond promptly? Do they try to make amends and resolve issues? Those factors are put into an algorithm and then result in a public rating from A+ all the way down to an F.
No. And there are unfortunately probably some Fs out there.
There are some Fs. It's an online real-time system, so the Fs and the A pluses may change within a matter of an hour or so. But there are Fs, and it's just one indicator that either we don't have information about that company that they are unwilling to share, or we've had cases where we've had a complaint, one or more, that has been totally ignored by the company. And frankly, if you're a consumer, you know, you want to do business with a company that's willing to respond. The customer may not always be right, as we know, but
sure.
It's just important that that the company respond and try to answer as accurately as they can. I'm really proud of the fact that in our annual report to the public, in our complaint activities, 82% of the complaints that were filed with the BBB were responded to by companies, and 90% of those responses were resolution to a complaint. So our listeners really have more clout than they might realize.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want folks to abuse it, but we want them to use it correctly and So we've seen incredible increases in our use of the BBB website for online complaint activity, which is a good thing. You know, as you and I both know, a business owner really wants to know what's going on with his customers. And so I think this is an opportunity for any business owner to try to work on customer service.
Absolutely. And your website, again, is, we have it posted on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, but it's www.wisconsin.bbb.org, correct?
That's right. That's right, Larry. Or you can just go into bbb.org, and the screen will pop up, and you put in your zip code, any zip code in Wisconsin, and it'll direct you right into our Wisconsin database. And a couple important points, those databases are connected all over North America. So we're not just reporting on a company that's known in Wisconsin. All of our data is shared all over the U.S. and Canada. So basically, there are hundreds of thousands of reports available to people to review. And I'm pleased to say that every 30 seconds or so here in Wisconsin, someone is looking up a report and coming to our site. We had 2.25 million page views last year and about 1 million requests for information from Wisconsin consumers. So we're trying to make the point that there is some help for people in doing research on what you purchase. And then if you do purchase something, there's also some help for you if you're not satisfied.
We have callers online to visit with you. Frankly, I think our lines are about full here. Let's go to Corinne in Appleton. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I just had a question about whether or not the website allows for people to complain about nonprofit businesses or organizations.
Oh. Do you have nonprofits featured in your complaints and so forth, Ran?
We do have some true nonprofit charity reports that are launched. We do not have an active complaint module for charities. We consider it what's called a letter of experience, but we do want to hear from you. You can go online and you can enter the complaint information, and it is information that we will share with that organization. So that's sort of a yes and a no.
Okay. There you go. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And John in Milwaukee, on to you now. Hi, John.
Hi. I do computer work for people.
Yes.
And on several occasions, I'll be either working on their computer and teaching them the changes that I made or something. And I've noticed that they have internet, and I'll ask them about their internet. And they seem to be paying for high-speed DSL, but they weren't getting high-speed. And this has happened at least 5 times for people that I've worked for. And so what I'll do is I'll run a couple tests, and I'll because I noticed right away it didn't look like it was running at high speed. And after running the tests, I can see that it's not, and I call in, and typically it's well, to be honest, there hasn't been anybody. It's been AT&T every time. And it takes the test is real easy to check it out to see what the speed is, but I'll ask the customer when I'm working with them, I'll say, well, do you want me to spend some time and go through it with AT&T? And they say, yeah, and it takes me 3 or 4 hours on the line with AT&T. And typically what happens is they go through and they make me run a number of different tests to make sure it's nothing on their end or on the person's place that I'm working on. And eventually what happens is at the very end they say, okay, yeah, you're right. It doesn't seem to be working. Let's try something. And all of a sudden they flip a switch magically and the high speed is on.
No.
And I complain to them for my customers that, hey, this isn't right. I mean, you yeah. guys were selling them high-speed DSL. I would assume you're going to give them a refund. And AT&T does not admit to anything. They just say, no, we're not going to give them a refund. That we sold them a product for a year or two that wasn't performing at what they were stating it was performing, but the customer themselves were not knowledgeable enough to realize it. So it almost seems to me like there's something going on there that they might be selling a product, and because people aren't educated enough to actually know what high-speed DSL is, that they're not providing it until they jump through 3 or 4 hours worth of hoops to get it upgraded, and then they don't give them a discount on it. And I was wondering, what are the options? Have you seen a lot of complaints like this, or what are the options that I could tell one of my customers? Because it seems unfair that they could have been paying for high-speed DSL for 2 or 3 years, and now all of a sudden get it upgraded but not get a refund on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John, I think that's a great point. And from the Better Business Bureau's perspective on telecommunications companies, I'll just say this, that we work with AT&T and every telecommunications company, and they do respond to the Better Business Bureau. They must, because of Public Service Commission licensing and so on. So our data is made public. And so I think the first recommendation is that if you're working with a customer and they have a contract that calls for high-speed DSL, they have a contractual right to receive that and should, on their own, not through you as a vendor, but on their own, they should individually come into our site at bbb.org and file a complaint, an online complaint. 96% of our complaints come online now, and it's pretty easy to use. And obviously they have internet access, so they ought to be able to go to our site. All they do is click on file a complaint. And AT&T does work with BBBs all over the country. And I think you actually gain a little clout by coming through the Better Business Bureau than trying to,
to do it individually.
Cut it on your own, right.
Have you seen a lot of complaints like that?
You know, I haven't. The second part, I have not seen a pattern of complaints on misrepresentation or misspeed. But I haven't looked. I'll have our folks take a look, and maybe next time when I'm on with Larry, we can do a follow-up. But I haven't seen that.
There's a class action suit, I think, against them, but I don't know what happens after the class action suit to people that discover they're getting the problem, too.
Yeah. We don't know. Well, that's something we don't know, John, but I appreciate your call, and, I think it's something. If you're not convinced, or if you know that you're not getting that service, you should be going online to the BBB and filing a complaint. That's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. We consolidate complaints from all over the United States, and we work with AT&T Mobile and AT&T Landlines and every other telecom company. And they do pay attention to the Better Business Bureau because our complaint volume, as we talked a little earlier about going into a rating, that complaint volume is one of the functions of how we rate a company. Yeah. Now, certainly, a company as large as that services, many, many customers, so they're bound to have more complaints, but it's based on a percentage calculation. So, but you got to speak up. You got to buy a ticket. You got to file a complaint with the BBB for it to help the company and help the consumer.
Thanks again, John, for calling. Appreciate your call. Ran Hoth, our guest today, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. I'm Larry Mueller. I hope you'll join in with your own questions at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@wpr.org. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. Thank you for listening in today as we talk about businesses that generate consumer complaints, what to do about it, with Ran Hoth. Ran is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, or BBB, as we sometimes say. And lots of callers online. We had, and also some emails here. Caller wanted to know if, Ran, if the BBB takes complaints about or rates health insurance companies.
Yes, we do. We do process complaints about, healthcare services. What we don't do is we are pretty careful if someone has a healthcare diagnosis. That's the kind of area we really can't make a quality decision on. But we certainly work with healthcare facilities and accept complaints, both by calling us, and people still give us a call. Larry, just so you know, we have a statewide toll-free phone number. It's 800-273-1002, but yes, we do.
Let's go to Julia in Mondovi next. Hi, Julia.
Hi. I have a question. Several years ago, we had bought into a business that wasn't a franchise, But, you know, we had gone through training and that, and it was an energy-based business where we would service commercial light industrial customers with energy-reducing products. And, you know, we paid a fee to, you know, be able to work with this company out of Oregon, which would supply some technical support, you know, on deciding, you know, what would best fit, what products would best fit according to what information we would give them. And they just, they were with the Better Business Bureau, but they just, you know, it was like a few months later, the whole thing fell apart, and so we were just kind of left. You know, and it turned out that they actually, what happened was they were actually working with a company out of Tennessee, and so, you know, they paid a certain fee, you know, whatever it was, I think $5,000 fee, to work with this company that was doing the same thing, and then they in turn went around and got people around the country to buy into theirs. So it was kind of a breach of contract on their end with this other company, which none of us knew about.
So it became a pyramid marketing organization. And
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. The Better Business Bureau cannot always anticipate, you know, the financial situation within a company. We look at the ownership, and we actually check the criminal record of the ownership of companies as they become accredited these days. But there's a lot that can happen in terms of, you know, business to business ethics, and some things we just need more people to step up and tell us what's going on and before it's too late. So I'm sorry to hear that experience.
Yeah.
What's the recourse? What can a person do in a situation like that, or what should they do when you live in Wisconsin and you're dealing with another state?
Well, again, at the very starting point, you can go right online and use the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, because we handle business-to-business complaints just like consumer-to-business complaints. So you certainly can start with us, and frankly, the next step in a business-to-business complaint usually ends up being an offer for a Better Business Bureau to do a mediation or an arbitration. The public is not aware of the fact that we do this kind of work around the country, and it could have been something that might have helped early on, like, hey, you know, we're not getting what we expected to get. You're not responding to us. If you're stating that you are a part of the Better Business Bureau system, the requirement is that the BBB can say to a company, look, you've got to agree to arbitrate this this dispute.
Oh, interesting.
Hard to say what the what the facts were, but that's just sort of an overview that people are not aware of. You can, in fact, any kind of a dispute that you have between buyer and seller, you can call your Better Business Bureau here in Wisconsin. We have 5 certified hearing sites around the state. We can try to help people resolve issues before they have to take it to court.
Excellent. Thank you, Julia, for calling. Appreciate your call. Juan in Milwaukee, on to you now. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I had some problems with, well, I still do, but with taxes. I got a letter from this company in California that they could help me. So I retained them, sent them $300. 2 months later, they did nothing. And I'm getting garnished wages from the government for taxes. And I called them out, and they didn't do anything. And then I said, well, you guaranteed that I'd get my money back. And the guy laughed and said, it's been 2 months.
Oh. So.
So you hired them to prepare?
No.
Taxes or to help you resolve a tax?
Yeah, resolve.
To help resolve.
A tax issue. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. I say wow again. That's third time today, but did you by any chance look at the business review of that company before you sent them any money?
No, I didn't. I did it afterwards, and I found out they've got a really bad record.
Oh.
I would say they're probably in our F category by now, not knowing for sure. But and just so you know, you can, as an individual, you can go into the website, and you can let's say you have an issue with a tax resolution or settlement, you can put keywords into our website. It'll do a search, and it'll come up with accredited businesses that may be, you know, tax consolidators or tax. We have companies that are accredited members of the BBB that do that kind of work. So we know that they're for real and they're trusted and they've been around. When you said you sent the money in advance, that was my first red flag.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm sorry for your problems there, Juan. It's probably made you perhaps a smarter consumer, or at least a more careful consumer. Let's put it that way, more careful consumer, based on that experience. Experience is a good teacher sometimes, even though it can be kind of expensive, as it was in your case. We have several callers and emailers say that they've had bad experiences with the internet and phone providers, AT&T and others too. So is that something that comes up as a constant area for you folks at BBB? Do you see a lot of complaints relating to internet and phone providers?
Well, we seem to go in spurts when there's sometimes when there's a consolidation, we'll see that. But I'm looking at our 2010 top industries on complaints, and that does not make our top 10. Now, internet shopping and buying online and so on is in our top 10, but we are not getting that many complaints, which is not necessarily a good thing. I encourage people to use the complaint process if they are not satisfied with their attempts to go through customer service and deal with the company directly. If they've tried all those avenues, certainly look at your Wisconsin BBB and see if we can help, because that didn't even make our top 10 in 2010.
Oh, interesting. Well, we have Doug in Mount Horeb with a question or a comment as well. Let's go there. Doug, hi.
Hi. Actually, two questions. One is, can you make a complaint about a non-BBB member business? And if you can, does BBB participate in problem resolution for a non-BBB member business? And the second question is, and by the way, I'm a big BBB supporter, so this isn't, I'm not trying to complain here about BBB, but I'm just concerned. The AARP ran an article a couple months ago in their newsletter and said that BBB was getting an F from them, because they said that their research showed that member businesses were getting higher grade advantages when listed than non-member businesses. And I don't know if that's true, and wonder what you say about that.
All right.
Well, Doug, I appreciate that question. You've hit on a hot button. Hot button in that it's not true. Number one, we have a rating system that constantly gets tuned, fine-tuned, and so on. And a company, whether they're an accredited business or not, we use the same principles to apply a rating to their company. We don't favor our companies in that regard. I actually met with AARP, and we cleared up quite a few misstatements in that online article. They just were flat out not true. So I'd like to sort of debunk that. Number two, the issue about complaining about a non-accredited company, absolutely, that's a misconception that a Better Business Bureau is really only about working with the companies that are members. Not true at all. We have 60 to 80,000 public reports available on businesses in Wisconsin and charities, and we have 6 to 7,000 companies that are accredited businesses. We work with both parties equally. If a company is accredited with the BBB, we hold them to a higher standard, I must tell you that. And they have to work with their customers. And we think that use of the name and logo implies that they follow our 8 standards of trust. So I personally have to sign off on revoking companies if they don't meet those standards. And companies apply to be accredited and get turned down. So I have to sign those letters too. So I don't tell everybody where I live.
I'm a BBB supporter, so I hope you'll encourage the AARP to write a follow-up about you guys.
Well, we would like to see that. It came out of their national office, and we actually shared some data with AARP here in Wisconsin, and I think we have a good relationship because factually that was just sort of was a sensationalized storyline that a number of the significant facts there are just not accurate. So I appreciate you bringing it up, actually, because we work with businesses whether they're a member or not a member, and some of the information about, well, if you're an accredited business, you get a break as it relates to consumer complaining. You actually are held to a higher standard of trust, so just the reverse.
Thanks, John, or Doug, for calling. Appreciate it. Appreciate your call very much. You can join in as well, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. We would love to hear from you. And we have some callers online, and we'll get to those phones in a minute. You mentioned the types of businesses or the top 10 list. What are some of the other types of businesses in that top 10 list, Rand?
Well, from a standpoint of complaint activity, mail order and catalog shopping topped our list for the most complained about industry. Auto repair and services came in second. Auto dealers on used cars came in third. Internet shopping, furniture retail, you know, auto dealers, department stores, insurance services, consumer finance and loans. Mm. And this is an interesting one, Larry. I just want to point this out for a second. In our top 10 most complained about industries for 2010, we had tanning salons. But I got to share a quick story with you.
Yeah.
Tanning salons hit the top 10 because of one tanning salon and because of one student who gave money to a tanning salon and said, you know, this isn't right. They closed their doors the next day. They promised me all these tanning sessions, and they took money right up until the day they closed. This one student went on his Facebook account, told everybody from that local campus, hey, go to the Better Business Bureau and file a complaint because we can actually make a difference in trying to get our money back. 264 students followed suit against this tanning salon, and the owner of an adjacent salon actually helped the students by saying, hey, come. If you drive over here, I'll make good on this tanning salon that closed. So I thought that was a great example of where we're going these days in terms of telling people. And this was just one student who said, you know, I went and filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. You should do it too.
That's a great story.
It's great.
We have Perry in Madison with a comment or question for you. Perry, hi.
Hi, it's a good show, and it's a very timely. I'm a small business owner in Madison, and I've been in business for 25 years, and I just got my first BBB complaint yesterday.
So congratulations, Perry.
Yeah, thank you. And my question is this, is that, you know, I responded to the complaint immediately. In my case, I run an ice cream business that has been named Best of Madison for 25 years in a row. We strive very, very hard to exceed expectations, and we have an excellent service recovery program. In this instance, the customer was just wrong. I mean, the customer said that we serve peanuts instead of pecans. We've never had peanuts. It's just an example of sometimes the customer is wrong, and how do you respond to that? I mean, my general comment, too, is that a lot of online sites that do ratings of restaurants or other businesses like Yelp, people are very, very quick to condemn and very, you know, people don't often take the time to praise.
Oh. And so,
well, Perry, I think you hit on something that's pretty important, and I alluded to that earlier in that the consumer is not always right. The customer is not always right. We expect companies, whether they're accredited with us or not, to respond and to answer those issues, but certainly to be able to say, hey, we've never offered the product that way, and stand on that as a 25-year businessman. But you're right, there are rating services all over that allow public information about a company to be shared. The Better Business Bureau spends a lot of time with complaint analysts and trade practices people sort of looking at the content of that information before it goes out to the public. Both sides have up to 30 to 45 days to work out issues. We don't take the side of the complainant or the company or charity. We just try to mediate between the two parties to come up with an educated solution. So you make a very valid point. We get pushback from a business owner saying, well, this just isn't right. This is not something we've not done. And I really appreciate the fact that you worked with us and responded, and we'll take it from there with the consumer.
Sure, and I really appreciate this program. We serve hundreds of thousands of people each year, and sometimes, five people saying something negative on a website can be destructive, and so that's a little not so much the Better Business Bureau, but some other of these rating sites. It only takes five people to really turn it on a dime. So,
well, it's very true. We're actually offering some customer service seminars to accredited businesses, talking about the impacts of social media on your reputation and your image, because it's a really critical issue. Because it's so much easier for somebody to say anything they want and for it to get picked up. And so we think our rating system and the depth of our business review that we put out online has some great value based upon our experience in being a neutral third party between buyer and seller. So I caution people, just because somebody writes a rating doesn't necessarily mean that that's that's the end all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I think I'll have to get more involved with the BBB.
All right. Thanks, Barry, for calling.
Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Well, our Madison office will be over to talk to him.
There we go. Let's go to Reed in Clintonville. Hi, Reed.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Say, interested in knowing whether or not the Better Business Bureau has any dealings with the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce has a reputation of being extremely conservative and very mean-spirited. And I was just wondering if there's any sort of relationship. Hopefully, if there was, it would be a very positive one so that the Chamber of Commerce might recognize the benefits of being decent as the Better Business Bureau seems to be. Thank you. I'm going to hang up and just listen on
the
radio.
Thanks for calling, Reed.
Well, thanks, Reed. Your comment about the Chamber of Commerce, there are 129 chambers of commerce in Wisconsin, and the Better Business Bureau tries to work with every single one of those chambers of commerce. We are not mission-driven like a chamber to produce new business for a marketplace. We are driven by our mission of trying to create a marketplace where buyers and sellers can trust each other. So we welcome working with chambers, but sometimes there are differences of mission between a chamber and the BBB. There shouldn't be. We have great success with chambers that are partners with us, that we offer reciprocity of accreditation to at the state level and also at the local level. So I think there's always opportunity there for Reed's comment about a local chamber being mean-spirited. We'd be happy to sit down with any chamber exec and say, is there a way we can help or work together and maybe even do some joint. We have these ethics and integrity seminars, which are really a great tool for a chamber to use to try to showcase its best features of its membership, and it's something I'd love to do more of all over the state of Wisconsin. So that's just a little pitch for Torch Award for Business Ethics.
And I assume that people could go to the BBB site, and if they were interested in following up on that, and maybe having a seminar, that the site would be the place to go.
Absolutely. In fact, we will be doing programs like that in Madison as we roll out our new Madison regional office. But you can also go to our site, and if you're dealing with a really great company that you want to be recognized, on BBB.org, on the right-hand side, you can nominate a company for an ethics award, regardless of whether they are a member of the BBB. We pride ourselves in trying to spotlight, you know, the best, and that the best could come from any local Chamber of Commerce's recommendations as well. So Reed made a great point there.
Joshua emailed and wondered how you sort through and decide which complaints are reasonable and legitimate and which ones are from those folks who are virtually impossible to please or satisfy.
We spend a lot of time training our complaint analysts to look through the complaint intake process. We don't pass judgment on that complaint. We pass on its entirety to the company to respond in the best way possible, so that we are remaining a neutral third party. It does, you know, you do see a lot of things here at the Better Business Bureau when someone files a complaint that, their beer was too warm and they don't think that was exactly appropriate. You know, there's some things, Larry, that we can't necessarily resolve. We just do our best.
Well, Rand, again, what's your website again?
It's wisconsin.bbb.org.
So there's two dots in there. You got people have to remember.
Yeah, or you can just forget, if you just go into BBB, www.bbb.org, it'll ask you to put in your zip code, and it'll pop up a picture of the state of Wisconsin, and you're in.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, Rand, it's been a long time. I hope we can get back with you sooner rather than later and talk some more.
Well, out of time. I'm sorry I took up so much of your time there, Larry, but appreciate talking to you and to your listeners.
I appreciate having you with us today. Rand Hoth is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to get to everyone, but you know what? That's the way it usually works here on the Ideas Network during this program. We move on to other things. And speaking of other things, we are going to be talking about some resources that may be available to you. If you live in a rural area, for example, or have family living in a rural area, you may be able to get some help through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program. And Stan Grzynski and Carol Witowski will be joining us next to talk about that rural development program and what it might mean for you. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.